Hello friends, Mikey Adams here. I only have a couple of minutes, but I wanted to get this out real quick because yesterday Audacity upgraded to a new version, 3.2.3. 3.2.3 is out now, and while technically it's a minor update, there are some significant changes to the user interface that I wanted to show you. The audio from this video is going to also appear at the newly launched Audacity Channel podcast. I'll have more to say about that in a future video when I have a little bit more time. But right now, I just want to show you these changes, so let's go. First of all, the effects menu has been grouped. By that, I simply mean if we come up to the effect drop-down window and we take a closer look at it, we can see here that all of our effects are now grouped by category. This eliminates that long list of effects that used to be there, divided by that, you know, that divider line that's been there forever. It shortens up the effects menu, and it makes it a little bit more manageable. But it's something new to get used to. So if we look at the volume and compression category, we can see this is where amplify, auto duck, compressor, limiter, loudness normalization, and normalization exist. They're now stashed behind this volume and compression category in the effects drop-down menu. If we look at the fading category, we can see here that this is where all of our fades are. We have crossfades, we have fade in and fade out, and if you're on a Mac, you'll have studio fade out, which is an Apple effect that I don't think is available to Windows users. The next one down is pitch and tempo, which since I do voice-only recordings and spoken word recordings, I don't use these at all, but they're there in case you need them. The next one down is EQ and filters. So this is where we find things related to voice frequency, bass and treble, filter curve EQ, graphic EQ, high pass and low pass filters, and the notch filter are hiding behind this category. Next is noise removal and repair. This is where you're going to find things like the noise gate and noise reduction. The delay and reverb category, again, it has things that I don't use. I don't want to put echo or reverb on a spoken word piece of audio. I work hard to eliminate those things. But they're there if you need them for some reason. And the same really with distortion and modulation. It's not a place that I go at all, but it's there. And then we have these last couple of categories of special and spectral tools. So be aware that these effects now are grouped by category, and not just in a long alphabetical list any longer. But there's also something else that's new here in 3.2.3. If we come up to the View drop-down menu, and we scroll down to the toolbars, in version 3.2.3, we now have the ability to bring back the Cut, Copy, Paste toolbar, which is right here. So if we do bring that back, it places it right back up in our GUI so that we can access it easily. And here's some other features that have been here. I think these were available earlier than 3.2.3, but I don't think I've ever talked about them, but several of you have asked. So let's take a look here at the View menu again, and we'll come back down to Toolbars. If we want to, we can turn off the Share Audio button and the Audio Setup button simply by unchecking them. So I've unchecked the Share Audio button. I can also come back up, and I can uncheck the Audio Setup button. And now both of those have been removed from my user interface. And then if I come back up to the View menu and I go once again down to Toolbars, I can turn on the device toolbar. It's still there. It's just unchecked by default. So if I check the device toolbar, it puts it right back where it was. And all of a sudden, my user interface looks like it did back prior to version 3.2.0 when these other features were first introduced. So I wanted to just take a couple of minutes and show you those features so that you know that they're there. And if you prefer that device toolbar, there it is for you. I'll be back when I have a little bit more time, and we'll talk a little bit more about things going on here with me concerning Audacity. Until then, take care.